That one time, Taser got a black eye. By Rhea314. Read by Night Chaser. Fandom, Hockey RPF, the Chicago Blackhawks. Johnny sucks at fighting. This is a generally accepted truth of the world. Which is probably why, when the majority of the team see his new black eye, they laugh at him. Kane usually spends a lot of time laughing at Taser's face, just on general principle. But somehow the black eye is different, more startling, arresting on Johnny's face. So Kane just ends up staring a lot. It's not like he doesn't know that Johnny Bruce is just like every other human being. Getting slammed into the boards inherently gives someone some nasty colour the next day. Kane knows this from experience, both on his own skin and from Taser's little, basically naked workouts. After he decided to Jason Pollock his own body against the boards for some extra colour. Actually, Taser gets a wider variety of bruise colours than Patrick's basic purple-red standard, because Taser has to one-up everyone at everything. But the black eye is different somehow. It's Taser's face, which is funny-looking, but usually pretty damn pristine. He takes face of the franchise totally seriously. Like, he does everything else about his captainhood. It makes Kane want to bring him ice packs and maybe make him soup. Kane doesn't even know how to make soup. It's idiotic. But Kane is a good friend, and good friends bring their best guys ice packs when they've picked really stupid fights and have consequently wound up with shiners. Kane, however, is a gentleman, and doesn't actually smack Taze in the face with a hunk of cold, recently refrigerated steak, and make a crack about getting meat slapped in the eye, because Kane is aware there are some things that sound awesome in his head that would be actually pretty dumb in real life. Instead, he gives Johnny ice packs, and doesn't join in the good-natured ribbing for how Johnny sucks as an athlete because he couldn't throw a worthy punch to save his life. Kane is supportive and shit, but mostly, the problem is, Johnny does this thing. It's like he's fascinated with how his skin feels. In the morning, he'll look in the bathroom mirror first thing, like he's hoped the black eye will have disappeared overnight. He'll prod at his skin, turning his head this way and that and wincing, all of which he does with the door to the bathroom open before brushing his teeth, and Kane needs to brush his teeth, and Johnny's whole poking, prodding, wincing thing is messing up their morning routine. Because Kane has to brush his teeth 3 minutes later than usual, which means standing in the doorway and trying to tap his foot as obnoxiously as possible, until Taser stops mucking at himself in the mirror and shoves past Kane to get on with his day. That's not even the worst of it, though. Kane suspects the rest of Taser's actions are subconscious. Taser will skim his fingers of the puffy skin around his eye while he's reading before bed, lowering his hand to put the pages of his book before going back to the movement. It's like he's trying to draw Kane's attention to it. Obviously he isn't, because obviously no one else notices and no one else cares. And really, it's not helping Kane in his attempts to resist the urge to replace Johnny's fingers with his own and dig them into the soft, hot skin by Johnny's eye to make him wince like that himself, which is just something you should not be thinking about your best dude, bro, guy, friend, which is totally what Kane is to Johnny. So, Kane keeps it up with the ice packs. He's like a pro at this. One always in the freezer, one always at hand. Taser has yet to comment on Kane's godlike friendship skills, but whatever. Kane's used to him being an unappreciative asshole. So, when Kane comes over to give Johnny the next ice pack, it isn't exactly intentional, but Kane can't say it isn't something he's considered. Johnny's hands are obviously busy with his book, so Kane reaches out to press the ice pack against Taser's face himself. Then Taser will reach up and take it, and Kane will go back to dicking around on the internet. Only somehow, it's Kane's knuckle that catches Taser's face first, right in the circle of the bruise. The ice pack sliding slick with condensation, burning cold against his fingers. Taser automatically jerks his head back, out of the range of Kane's knuckle-inflicted pain, which leaves Kane's hand hanging there in mid-air. Ice pack dripping towards Taser's face, while Kana's face goes stupidly blotchy, like it does when he embarrassment panics. And Taser's just looking at him, head bent, cocked to the side. His expression, something Kana has no idea how to interpret. Kana drops the ice pack in Johnny's lap and falls down on the other bed, head in his hands. It's probably not doing a great job to convince Johnny that Kana is 100% normal, functional. But Kana isn't really. In his understanding, normal functional is not wanting to press your fingers into your best friend's black eye until he flinches, and then follow them with your tongue to soothe the hot, angry skin in their wake. The bed dips next to Kana as Johnny sits down.
It doesn't really hurt much anymore, you know, Johnny says.
Kana looks up. Taser has his fingers running over his eye again. Kana swallows.
See?
Johnny's fingers curl around Kana's wrist, placing Kana's own fingertips against the corner of Johnny's eye. Kana holds unnaturally still, afraid if he so much as breathes, he'll break whatever moment this is. Only, then Taser presses Kana's fingers in a bit more firmly, and Kana cannot be held accountable for what happens next. Really, the only logical answer to this situation, the open look on Johnny's face, the feel of his skin burning against Kana's hand, the answer is to grab Johnny's face, thumb digging sharply against the bruise, and haul him in for a kiss. And that is exactly what Kana does. And then Taser's kissing him back, even though Kana knows he hasn't trimmed his nails in a while, so they're probably a bit long and raggedy, and the way his fingers are pressing against Johnny's perfect, messed-up face can't be comfortable. But Taser's moaning against his lips, and his tongue is coming out to bind Kana's, and this is basically the best day of Kana's life, because Kana doesn't often get to have the things he really wants, except the Stanley Cup that one time. And while this might not exactly be better, it's so fucking worth it. Abruptly, Taser pulls back.
You know, is going to fade, right?
He asks seriously. Kana blinks. Taser's face is really intense. Like what Kana says next will change everything. There. Kana looks at Johnny like Johnny's stupid. But clearly, the guy is waiting for an answer.
I know that,
Kana says. Just because I want to lick your black eye doesn't mean I don't also want to lick other parts. Kana wiggles his eyebrows obsequiously because Johnny's clearly hard in his pants. Kana is a boss. Of course, then, Johnny's looking down, and all the boners Kana's been trying to suppress watching Johnny fondle his own face are back in full force. Though, also because it's Kana getting to fondle his face. Seriously. Best day ever. Kana grins. We could totally move on to that part of the party. I would not mind. Johnny pulls a mock, frowny face. But he's totally failing, because Kana can see the smile twitching at his lips. It's a truly failing display. So Kana saves Taser's pride by pulling him back into the kiss and toppling him backward against the bed because, hey, full body contact. So maybe Taser does suck at fighting. Kana totally doesn't mind. Because while this one will fade, the next time Taser gets a black eye, Kana totally gets to kiss it better. Kana is going to be a fucking awesome boyfriend. The end. Thank you for listening.